The debate over the 76ers arena continues to heat up. The $1.3 billion proposal for a new basketball arena on Market Street in Center City has plenty of supporters and detractors. We've been hearing from them. We're spending the rest of our show today talking about it, getting different perspectives. Councilmember Mark Squilla, who represents the district where the arena could be built, will be here with us momentarily. We're also going to talk to Mohan Seshadri from the Save Chinatown Coalition as well.
We'll talk with the 76ers, David Gould, Chief Diversity and Impact Officer of Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, which owns the Sixers, will also be here. But first, to get us all up to speed on the plan, the timeline, the stakeholders, is WHYY's own Aaron Mozell, who has been covering the arena controversy and is very well known to Studio 2. And also, friends, we want to hear from you. What do you think about the proposal? Will it be good for the city? Or bad. Keep sending in those emails. Again, our email is studio2@whyy.org. Aaron, welcome back to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, Aaron. A lot of folks have a lot of opinions about this, but some don't know much. Remind us, where would this arena be built and by when?
This arena would take over a third, roughly, of what is now the Fashion District Mall on Market Street, specifically the piece that runs between 10th and 11th Street. And that's, you know, maybe a 2-minute walk from Chinatown, basically.
Yeah.
And the plan, if everything goes well, is to have this done and open by 2031, which is when the Sixers lease expires at the Wells Fargo Center, which, if you've been to a Sixers game, you know, is where they've been playing for the past 20-30 years.
They've been leasing that arena from Comcast, correct?
That's correct.
And so let's go back. Rewind back and walk us through the timeline of when this proposal first came up and how we got here.
Yeah, so the Sixers first announced this over a year ago in July 22, said they wanted to build this billion-dollar arena between 10th and 11th. And then since then, we've gotten a little bit more detail, but not a lot. So we have some sense of what the Sixers think this will do for the local economy, specifically in and around Market East, an area of the city that has struggled for decades, despite a lot of millions and millions of dollars in investment. And the Sixers say that they need this stadium, want this stadium because, you know, they need it to have a competitive edge within the NBA. And that it will also, as I said, have this economic impact. The plan for the arena has remained largely the same. They've made some shifts, including most prominently, there's going to be a housing component at this point with a 400 some odd unit building that will be on top of the arena. But otherwise, we're sort of in this hurry up and wait period here where we're waiting for a couple of impact studies about how the arena will impact both the community and the economy. And we're also waiting for the political process to start because this project requires a number of pieces of zoning legislation for construction to start.
And what is that political process? Because at the end of the day, some people are going to make the decision, regardless of how many people have opinions about this. Who gets to make the decision? And how is that decision made?
So the really a lot of this rests on City Council and specifically on City Council member Mark Squilla, who leads the first district, which is where this arena is proposed to be. And so it's up to him largely because of a practice that we have here in the city called councilmatic prerogative, wherein I'll simplify this. You know, if there is a zoning decision to be made, zoning legislation to be introduced, it needs to be introduced by the council member whose district it is, in this case, Council Member Squilla. So he needs to introduce what is expected to be a package of zoning legislation that is needed for this project to start.
And then City Council would have to vote on that package.
And then City Council would have to vote. Obviously, there's a bunch of steps before that. There would be a number of hearings where the public can weigh in. But ultimately, it starts with Mark Squilla introducing legislation and ends with his colleagues and him voting on that legislation.
And as we get ready to wrap up, got to ask you, I mean, besides Council Member Squilla, who are the main folks here and that could be instrumental in whether this arena moves forward or is no more?
Yeah, there's a number of stakeholders here. Obviously, there's the residents who live nearby. There's Chinatown, who is roundly opposed. there's all kinds of other residents and businesses that are nearby. And then you have, you know, Comcast, who once would like the Sixers to stay at Wells Fargo and continue that relationship. You have the Sixers, obviously. And then you also have this new administration, the Parker administration, which will also influence things here, as well as, you know, some of the folks who have helped her get into office who support this project, like the building trades, who stand to benefit greatly from a $1 billion arena.
Yeah. And do you see them as sort of the main, most powerful constituency in favor? If sort of the residents are the main constituency against, is the building trades kind of the main constituency for that isn't the Sixers itself?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say at this point. The folks are starting to come out and speak more publicly and starting to align themselves. So we have a sense of where some folks are, but there are still a lot of stakeholders that have not yet weighed in publicly. So we'll have to see.
Yeah.
And you think probably the next 3-6 months? I know you don't want to commit to anything,
when
but
will
I mean,
that legislative process
when do you
start?
Think
the legislative process is expected to play out at some point this year. The studies that I mentioned are supposed to precede that. There is no timeline for the release of those studies, so it could be some months, you know, it could be spring.
Yeah, and it's already been delayed a couple times.
It's already been delayed.
Okay,
right.
So we'll see. Stay tuned. Thank you so much, Aaron Mozell from WHYY's Play in Philly. Thanks for being with us.
You got it.